A reading, Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more we shall be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following the trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Ed Rosser, Solid Rock Lutheran Church, Trussville, Alabama.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How many times can you recall using the word rejoice in your daily conversations? I must admit it's quite rare for me. Granted, we use it in church in our hymns and liturgy, but rarely in our daily lives. What does the word rejoice actually mean? One definition might be to experience joy or gladness in a high degree. Think about it. Every time your favorite sport team wins, you stand up and cheer, shout at the top of your lungs, maybe jump up and down, clap your hands, smiling from ear to ear. Or maybe it's the birth of a child, passing out cigars, hugging total strangers, and shedding tears of joy. But wait. In our text from Romans 5, verse 3, we read, "Rejoice in our sufferings." I must admit, I have a problem of rejoicing during the difficult times. How about you? When we're facing financial, health, or relationship issues, it's difficult to stand up and rejoice as we deal with heartaches, betrayals, and disappointments of life. What does it say in Scripture about suffering? It encourages us that through the difficult times, we develop endurance. Perseverance is another good word to describe how we cope with the rocky roads of life. It simply means getting back up after you've been knocked down, dusting yourself off, and pursuing a life that brings honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Through these life experiences, we grow in our faith as we walk with Jesus to withstand the storms of life. We cling to the cross as our anchor and pray for strength. Next, we read in Scripture that perseverance produces character. Character for a Christian is the determination to live our life in accordance with the Word of God. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can face adversity and stand for what is right and God-pleasing, even though it may result in personal attacks by friends, strangers, and yes, even family. Through this growing process and strengthening of our faith, we read in verse 4 that character produces hope. For us Christians, we have the assurance of hope because of the gift of the birth, suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The humbling reality is that we don't deserve this hope. We can't earn it. It's freely given to every believer through God's grace and His love for us. Every day when we awaken, we have hope. Jesus Christ is our hope. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus Christ is our rock. Thus we can arise with the promise that He will travel with us throughout the journey of our life. We can rejoice in our relationship with Jesus even during the darkest times of our lives. His promises give us comfort that we can go forward and face whatever we may encounter. Each of us are a product of our suffering in a sinful world. The great lesson we learn from this text is that as a result of the sacrifice of Jesus, we can go forth to grow as a beloved child of God to face the obstacles in our path. May the grace of God be and abide with you. May you know with total certainty that you are loved. May you persevere during difficult times. May you grow in character to stand up for what is right. May you be comforted with the knowledge that Jesus is our hope. The peace of God that far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
We thank Pastor Ed Rosser for today's meditation on God's Word.